So first I'd like to thank Ms. Hinderer and Tri-Academy for hosting our meeting tonight. We'll just go right into the roll call.
Mr. Luke?
Here.
Ms. Savage?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. And now, before we say the Pledge of Allegiance, I would ask all of you to stand and join me in a moment of silence for our Bunsholt student. She recently passed away, and just ask that you please continue to keep her family in your prayers. Thank you. And now if you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, the flag is right behind us there. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. All right, our first item tonight is adoption of our agenda. Accept a motion for that?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, we have our Employee of the Month. So I would accept a motion to approve Ann Dumbald as the Classified Employee of the Month for November 2019.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith?
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage.
All right.
Go
Ann,
ahead.
Come on up.
All right.
And this is, you know, an honor to receive this, especially because it comes from your peers. So, and this is what they wrote about you. Ann is the most kind and patient colleague. She always offers to help. She goes above and beyond to support her students. She implements strategies and suggestions from therapists and is consistent when her students need it most. She is able to support students with a variety of complex medical and academic needs and strives to help them grow. She always has a giving attitude and does her job with a smile. She has a passion for her job, and we are so blessed to have her at Navin. Thank you, Ann.
Yes, we would like to
shake your hand.
Okay. We haven't made it official yet, but I have a feeling it's going to pass. Okay. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And a roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes, so motion carries. Thank you again. We really appreciate everything you do. So I've seen you in action, and I can understand why they nominated you. So thank you very much. Next up, we have our presentation from Tri-Academy.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I guess I'm going to come over here. We'll stand up here. Let's go. We'll stand right here. We've got a nice little crew here today. So if you guys want to kind of split in here as best we can, we'll be good. So someone wise told me that I could give you all the facts and data that we have, but in the end, the stories are what you guys will remember from tonight. So you want to go next here. I start with, just to give you the real quick snapshot, here's the numbers. It doesn't mean a lot. We have 56 currently. We have 3 more coming in January. We're kind of always rotating through. We are male heavy in spite of what you see up here today.
Mm-hmm.
We've had 6 completers, 1 actually finished today, which we were really proud of. We have 83 credits total, and so we're a little over 3 credits per student so far. So, as the year 3, like the story of what's happened here is that the first year we realized we could get kids credits. Second year we realized we could create a culture. The third year we were like, what do we want to do and what do we want to build on? And my amazing staff, we came together and we talked about where we want to grow, and we kind of went back actually to our beginning commitments of character, community, and career. What do we want our kids to step out of here with? Because getting these credits, what do they want to carry with them, though? What have they really deeply learned? You know, we have a culture here, but what are they taking with them as they go? So we honed in on those 3 things and created, through that, our habits of mind. So we looked at those 3 and we said, what are the skills it takes to really be able to engage in those 3? Resilience, empathy, awareness, communication, connection, and hope. And there's our little saying. So that's been our focus of this year, is strengthening those habits of mind. And helping kids have those, so when they walk out of here, they can be successful anywhere. They can take try with them, what they learned here, what they experienced here. So our first is character. We believe that wider world skills such as resilience and empathy are essential for student success in school and beyond. We are committed to designing coursework that will embed opportunities for students to acquire, develop, and refine these skills. What that means for us right now is that we have brought in mastery learning. We obviously clearly is the focus for the district, but we have honed in on really getting our core classes off of APEX and into the classroom and looking at those critical standards and developing those. We've also really developed a legacy capstone. So the seniors who are on an alternate pathway towards graduation have a capstone that is about, you know, empathy for the community. They look at what the community needs and what their legacy will be within the community. Just developing that resilience through our advisory, our PM starting it, where they're looking at social emotional skills through a curriculum that develops that resilience piece. So what we saw then, as far as the results were, and this is in August to December, when the kids came in, and this was my bad, I didn't separate, but when they came in, I asked them, are you able to find ways around any given problem at school? And we had both try kids and kids from the high school. You can see about 50% agreed or strongly agreed they could find a way around a problem, and about 50% are kids who were try kids the year before. In December, it is 90% who say they can find a way around any problem, and that's what we're looking to build, is that resilience to find a way around a problem. Staff at school inspired me to be excited about the future. Again, there is less than 50. We're sitting at, like, I think it was 85% of kids who are inspired for the future, and that's what we were hoping to give through those pieces. So, guys, I'm going to turn it over to you guys. And Chloe, can I just give you the first pitch? Go for it. How have you changed by being at TRI? How have you grown?
Okay, so I want to start by saying that every one of these teachers, the principal, Ms. Hender, and Ms. Fanning, like, we have such a strong support here. Every week we come in on Monday for TRI Town Hall. They go over, sometimes it starts from talking about what do we need? How can they help us? Like, every week they're coming back to us. How can they make us stronger? How can they help us improve? I believe I have changed from TRI's help in a lot of ways, starting by the amount of knowledge I'm able to take with me outside of TRI Academy. Like, what do I need? How can I help myself without depending on someone else? Mm-hmm. And TRI Academy is really good for that, because they don't just help you do it, they help show you how to do it. And it's a...
Sorry, we've got a cry over here.
You okay?
So I wrote a little bit of something, but I'm going to try and come off of the page a little bit. So the question that Hindi had asked me is, how have you changed since TRI Academy? TRI Academy has helped me change in many ways with the support of all our wonderful teachers. Here at TRI Academy, we are a family. We work together every day to help each other out. I believe that TRI Academy has helped me to mature, to grow, and expand my thinking. I've been here at TRI since January 7th of 2019, and from that day forward, every day I am greeted and cared for from the moment I walk through the door. What makes TRI special and different from any other school is the relationships. All the teachers try so hard to connect with you. They help, like, for Christmas, we just got stockings for, like, toothpaste, candy. Like, they go through so much more than just helping you through school. They help you feel connected, like, your family. It's really a family thing, and I cannot stress that enough, because they help you to know that you are loved, that you are cared for, that if your parent isn't there for you, you have TRI parents. It's not just the teacher-school relationship. It's so much more than that. And I am so proud of this school and so proud to be a part of it.
Wait, can I say something?
You should.
Oh, yeah. And they got me some $40 cologne, so it was pretty nice.
Very generous donation. We have a really good Christmas today, so.
I wonder what that scent was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got home right now.
It's what else? Who else is going to jump in? Like, how have you changed? How have you grown? What have you seen?
Hi, I'm Mason. When I first came here, I was, like, really mentally unhealthy. And I also was very insecure and shy. And being here has just helped me grow, like, so much. Like, I get out there more. I'm more social. Like, field trips. We went to the art place.
Creative Foundations.
And I got to talk to the people there and walk the dog that we're training around. And honestly, like, I wouldn't have been able to do that before I came here. And I also, when I came here, I also had very few credits. And I've gotten 8 credits so far.
Excellent.
And so I didn't think I was going to be able to do that. I went from the high school to 2 different homeschools and then was out of school completely for a year and then came here. And, like, I also have a lot of family issues, and coming here is, like, a really good escape. Like, I have, like she said, they are, like, my family.
You guys are just going to do the presentation.
So, for part of it, I know Tri-Economy is, every year, it seems, they're working on how can they help kids with credits and how can they help. I just want to say that the credit process is not easy. Like, it is hard. The teachers get it from us. Like, we're like, this is bull crap. We don't want to do this. But it's not because we're not doing as many credits as we're doing now because it's easy. We're doing it because of the support we have here. The amount of pressure, not pressure, the amount of support we have. Sorry.
We don't know. It's okay. It's a fine line.
The amount of support we have here really helps us to want to grow, want to do better, and want to make a change here, starting this year with us. We don't want... I really like Tri.
Okay, I'm going to go to the next one to make sure we get through, because we could be here all night. We do love. So, community. We believe that students thrive in community, you can tell, probably. Built around respectful relationships and open communication. We are committed to creating a safe and supportive community growing student awareness. Student awareness of their wider community by partnering and connecting with relevant stakeholders in the greater Union County area. So I think you can see that. Even the people in this room, our staff, McGlenn, Ms. Fanny, Steve Devine, we have this amazing community around us. And every single part of it, I think what I love is that we all have a very respectful back and forth. It is true. Dealing, you know, our trauma-informed learning, we've really been building on that this year. It's really been a focus, looking at the different, as kids are acting in different ways, what does that actually mean? And I think there's a human nature, if someone comes at you with anger, to respond with anger. Mm-hmm. And our job here at Tri, and I think even the people who work with us, do an incredible job of saying, oh, okay, well, that's how you feel right now. Let's talk about that. Let's work through that. We love our kids even in their worst moments, because it's really easy to love a kid who's doing the right thing. And it's harder when they're not doing the right thing. But I'll tell you what, it's way more rewarding. I mean, once you get in there, it's just worth it. And when you see these kids grow, that's where the difference is. So these are just kind of a list of our partnerships. Kyle Poling with Ohio Guidestone is in the building with APG. 13 of our kids are currently engaged in that. So they'll go straight from Tri over there. We had a kid 2 weeks ago who was having a very difficult time, and none of us could really manage him. So Kyle came into my office, so I've got couches in the back, and sat with the kid and just talked him through it. So Kyle's been an awesome support. Our kids then aren't leaving the building and going out. They're staying here and they're playing basketball with Kyle. So we're increasing that their time in this environment, this supported, trauma-informed environment, is just growing, so they can develop those healthy relationships. But all of these incredible, I mean, he was Tri Dad today with the screwdriver putting toys together. He helps with homework. So his job is not to be the traditional resource officer. And that's what we love when you're here. None of us have a traditional straight line job. I'm not a normal principal. They aren't normal teachers. You're not a normal secretary. We're doing a lot of different jobs, but that's what it means to be here. Which I love. So Guys, my question for you is, within this community, why does this community work for you?
Well, I mean, it works for me because it's a small school. You don't get judged. There's, like, no bullying. You just fit right in. there's no shoe game, no clothing game. You can wear whatever you want, you know. Without being told.
Can you wear shoes with creases?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, I wear my hat, you know. Like, most schools won't let you wear a hat, but it's just, this is open school. A lot more kids here are open-minded because it's a lot smaller. And you also, like, you get closer with the teachers because it's small. And, like, I don't know, I just have a great support system here because I've been with them for about over a year. And like I said, it's small, so it's easy to get in contact with them and connect with them. So, yeah.
It's just more comfortable here. Chris, you were talking earlier, what are we making in the classrooms to help you guys with? When you're having your elevated moments here.
Oh, yeah. We're in a quiet room. Like, a quiet space. It's not like a quiet room, but it's a quiet space in a room. Like, whenever you get mad or sad. You get too mad that you might do something stupid. You can go in the quiet space. You get sad. You feel like crying. You don't want no one to see you. There's a quiet space.
Yeah, so it's something new that's getting developed right now. And the kids are a big part of that. In fact, it's one of our seniors who's building them in the classroom right now. So, which is awesome.
One of the things at the high school was, like, there wasn't very much space for mental health. And like I said, I was really mentally unhealthy. And here, like, even when I have my breakdowns, I have
there's
the support
always
someone
right behind
you.
Yeah. Always.
Like, oh, yeah. Hammersmith, she talked to me the other day when I had a breakdown. And, like, I love that someone's there, like, to help me out.
I definitely agree with that. I came from the high school, since I moved here, my eighth grade year, it was constant bullying and harassment, and it just got to the point last year I was failing school, was never in class, went home crying every day begging to leave Marysville, until finally it just came to the point that this was my last option before I got out of school completely, which I did not want because I did not want to sit at home all day either. So since being here, it's like I still have my moments and my really rough days, but like it's just even if I don't get a whole lot of schoolwork done, I just feel like me as a person, like, I get more done. Like, right. I function better. I don't know, everybody here is so personal. I know every day I walk in and Fannin greets me and just, like, I'll, like, go on little rants and Johnson and I will talk or Hammersmith, like, I'll come in. And she'll be like, I know that look. And I'll be like, okay. And, like, later in the day, she'll just walk up to me and just give me, like, this huge, like, mama bear hug. Like, and it's just, every day is an adventure that is irreplaceable. And I will forever be grateful for this place.
And, like, at the high school, it's like, at there, you're not allowed to be, you know, because... Like, you're not allowed to be gay or trans, and people are just, like, making fun of you stuff here. No one cares, you know? You just do you. So, I mean, like, no one ain't judging, like I said. You're allowed to be whoever you are here.
And we're all here for the same thing, to get work done, and
most of us
are getting close, so that's good. That's all that matters is we have people supporting us.
And Kenzie is one who has finished early, so we're very proud of Kenzie. Yeah. One of our great journeys to watch her from last year to this year. I wouldn't be. We're very proud of her and the work that she has done to get here, because I know it's been an up and down. She's one who we've watched. I think as much emotional growth as we have, educational growth, and just watching you grow has been wonderful and an honor. So, awesome. All right, we'll go.
I think we still had a couple.
Oh yeah, sorry, Matilda. Go. I'm so sorry.
When I was at the high school, I never imagined to be friends, you know, with people here that came here, and I have a connection with them. It's just, it's nice.
Yeah, we like to joke. We're like, the Breakfast Club. We are the Breakfast Club. Sometimes you watch basketball, and you're like, they should have never been friends. They would have never been friends in high school. This is what.
Yeah, you kind of pointed at me specifically, you know? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, you're
good. No, it's true. I think that's what we do.
I feel like when I say this, I speak for many people. Off of that same exact statement, the fact that no matter how small or large your growth is since you've been here, nobody would be in the mindset or the place or as far in life where like we should be now without this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It definitely has put us in the right mindset. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I wake up every day and like am eager to get here. Like we had a snow day the other day, and I really
that recorded.
Well, that's like just like what I said today to the school. I was like, I know I cry and complain all the time about having to be here because like it's still school. Like nobody wants to go to school, but I dreaded waking up going to the high school every day. And just like we had that snow the other day, and I literally was so sad all day because I was like, great. I'm like, if I were at school right now, I was like, I'd be sitting here doing this or this or this.
And like that's another thing. Like when I was at the high school, I didn't have very many friends, and coming here. Autumn is my best friend. So
stop.
At the high school, I was never able to really like be creative, and here I have like Miss Johnson made projects where I can be, you know, creative. And I did a project about fairies. Irish folktale
So everything we do, I will say, is very much built around them and who they are, which is an awesome thing. So our last one for career is, we believe that education is the foundation of a strong future. We're committed to building students' hope for their future by facilitating experiences in which students can explore career fields that connect and align with their individual passions and talents. We also will support students as they determine the post-secondary pathway necessary to achieve their career goals. So we really saw this as a gap last year. As they left, people just weren't sure. And we were so focused on getting them out, in a sense. Like, graduation was such the focus that I think we had missed really thinking as deeply as we should have about next. So we created micro pathways this year. We have culinary, we had service, and career exploration. So we actually, our teachers, we love them, started an entrepreneurial pathway. They were all set, planned it over the summer, came in, and the kids were like, no. And so they changed it because we realized that some of our kids haven't even had the experiences to know what they want to do. Ask them what they want, and they say, I don't know. And they meant it. So what we did is we were trying to open up the vision of what a future could look like. So through that, we have 95% of our kids have experienced some kind of thing outside of now this place in the wider Union County Marysville area. So these are the places we visited. Ribbon Box, they went to Kroger, made a budget, and went shopping. Kroger was kind enough and kind of helped us with some of that with our culinary. They served people at Heroes for Hope with the Hope Center. Creative Foundation, Freedom Paws, they visited with our service dog and took our dog to these places, Bluebird. Just had an amazing experience. And then the career exploration just became weirdly like the best one, the one that we didn't see coming. Honda Marysville, and I'll talk about them, has been an incredible partnership, and let the kids come, sit in the really cool cars, but also talk about financing a car and what it takes to work at the dealership. And one of the kids who was supposed to come speak actually is now working in the detail shop.
Nice.
And Honda Marysville got the job. Jeff.
Oh, yeah, and they let us rev it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they
cool.
They went to Minuteman Staffing and talked about what it takes to get hired. The Marines came in and talked to them about what it takes to join the Marines. Union County Maintenance, they went and visited the big barn. They went and visited and saw the equipment. A lot of our kids, I think what came out, want to work on mechanics. They want to work on engines. They love, very naturally, that's where they want to go with it. In Richwood Bank. So we've just had this amazing partnership of looking at the different aspects of what it takes to have a career monetarily and skill-wise. So those were great, incredible experiences. So, guys, what experiences have you had this year that you think you're going to take with you into the next? Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to start by saying that I want to lead off on a thought, is all your children that come to Tri are taken care of well. Tri Academy accommodates everything. And talking about the career, like, we get to, with the accommodation, there's so many different students that need different things. Like, for trauma patients, like, dogs are really good for that, and they're good for mental health, and they're good for a lot of that, and Tri-Academy puts in the effort to help us with that, help us feel at home here. There's even a resource officer that comes here about every day, and it also gives us a good outlook to officers. I know some children or some teenagers don't have a good outlook on officers. Like, it's hard to talk to police officers. Like, what if I get in trouble? Or what if I get someone else in trouble? Like, if you're having family issues, we have someone that works with us every day and helps us to have that connection with someone that can help us. Not only that, but
I feel like Tri-Academy is just an overall really great home for Tri students. And that's it.
That was you're good. Hey, what about you, Chris? What experience did you have outside that was really cool for you for career wise? I know you got to go on the like the field trips.
Like job opportunities and stuff were nice, you know. Like she said, check out a job at Honda. Mm-hmm. You know, I think working on cars would be cool. So, like, I may have looked into that, you know. I might just go work at Checkered Flag. Look, working on a car looks cool, and there you get to work on cars. It's like great education, you know. If someone wanted to be, you know, a snowplower, we went there, they can just sign right up if they want, you know, like when they turn that age. So, like, I mean, it's interesting, you know. They gave me a free sign, so it's all good.
Yeah, they did. They gave them a sign. It was really cool.
It was a 35-mile-per-hour one.
All right. Collector's item.
I'm the kind of person that cares for, like, everything around me and everyone around me. And the Creative Foundations thing, that is going to stick with me forever, because not only was it an amazing experience, but it was also something that opened my mind to other, like, job opportunities in the future for me, because I came here not thinking I was going to be able to do anything.
And at Minuteman, they showed us how to. Is it Minuteman?
The staffing one?
Yeah. All right, at Minuteman, they taught us how to, like, fill out applications and stuff for future references for jobs, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, their packets are big, so, I mean, that's a lot to go through, but, you know, I'll do it. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, thank you, guys.
This is Hendy brought Quinian, the dog.
Quinn's our service dog in training.
I
was just going to say, if the school board wanted to buy Quinn for us,
they have been purposely training her with bad habits so she won't pass the test.
That's because Hindi told her husband that if she fails, that she's going to adopt her. So intentionally, like, trying to, like, keep the dog here.
Definitely made me realize what I want to do in the future. I want to groom dogs and animals. Yeah, that seems really interesting.
Same with me. I mean, like, I have such a passion for animals and Quinn. Mm-hmm. She teaches us a lot. Oh, she's a companion. She's a friend.
Mm-hmm. I'm really attached.
She loves her belly rubs.
She's taught us a lot. Yeah. Like, not about ourselves, but about everyone else. Like,
she's one of the things that gets me excited to come in.
Tuesdays and Thursdays are my favorite day.
Because, like, she's such a good, like, dog. She
even, like, when we're not training her, it's just like she'll walk into a classroom, like, I'll be in here for geometry, so it's like come in and everything in the room just stops, and energy changes.
It's true.
And it's just like everybody has, like, their moment, and everybody's laughing together, and it's like, and it's like everybody. It's so weird. This little dog has no clue about anything.
Having a horrible day, and she comes in.
She brings people together. She really smiles.
So I have a question. What kind of dog?
She's a golden retriever black lab mix. Okay. Yeah. She's like 10 months old at this point, so she's pretty perfect. So, guys, we've talked a lot. I love. Is there anything you guys want to ask them? Any questions you have for them before we finish up?
So I think Chris and Matilda and others mentioned that there's, like, it's a really great environment because you're not being judged and you can be yourself and you can make friends with people that you wouldn't necessarily make friends with at the high school. And so it made me wonder, like, how the high school or the STEM school could do better with those sorts of things, because it really is important, and it seems like it feels a lot better for you here. But we are working on those things at the other buildings too. So is there anything that the students or the staff could, like,
I think
any lessons you could pass on
about the high school's issue from, I think, a student point of view?
It's like, judgment.
Yeah, like, I feel like everything is clique related. Everybody has cliques. Everybody's, like, always been friends, because, like, I came in here months after school started, my eighth grade year, and just right off rip, I had
I did not fit in this single group of people. Everybody's been with each other since kindergarten. Like, mm-hmm. nobody wants to ever venture outside of the people that they've been with since forever. Mm-hmm. And just like anybody that I go to school with here at the high school, and like I've been guilty of this simply because the environment that I was around is I stick to my certain people. Just like if I was still at the high school and with them at Mason at the high school, I probably would never have talked to him. And here I'm like, wow, like you're the greatest person every day. I'm so grateful. And it's just, that's the biggest issue, I think, with really any public school that's any larger than this, is everything's clique-related. Everybody likes to take their time when there's an issue. Like, yeah. the slowest time. There was a huge harassment issue that was attacking me last year, and it took practically half of the school year till it was resolved. It was the very last week of exams before anything stopped happening.
When I was at the high school, I also had a harassment issue. I think the teachers and staff could do better with, like, caring.
I think
like opening up to the children?
Yeah,
like opening up and, like, not making a judgment. Because I had experiences with some of the teachers, and they passed judgment on me as well.
Okay.
And
I feel like everyone's so oblivious. Yeah. Like, especially at the high school, everything's like, if they didn't see it on the camera, it didn't happen on the camera, it doesn't matter. It didn't happen. There's no proof. It's not,
like,
relevant. Nothing gets done about it.
The harassment, I was there for half of my freshman year. And the harassment, even though I went to the teachers several times and the principal several times, nothing was done until I left.
I think one of the advantages we have here, and I will say this, I think we are tiny, we are four rooms. There is not, if you went to any of the staff here and you said a name of a kid, we could tell you their background, what they struggle with, what their successes are. We are this tiny little place that knows our kids, so the moment we see a kid coming to us and they're in distress, we know how to act.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a stranger, like if someone's harassing someone else, they're both my kids, so I can go to mm-hmm. both sides and have yeah. those conversations. I think we have a huge advantage here of that
yeah.
we kind of, we're so small, we just get to be a tri-click, in a sense, and create that protectiveness.
I think honestly, to piggyback on that, one thing that sets, I'm coming from another rural high school, first year in Marysville, is we spent a solid week on relationship building and the kids getting to know each other, and then we continue that on a daily basis through our micro pathways where the kids share a common interest outside of their social cliques.
Yeah.
So they're sharing a common interest with what they want to pursue after high school or what their interests are, as well as the curriculum that we're starting in the PM with the DBT curriculum is also helping the kids find a common interest. And starting to build that foundational relationship is a huge thing. And it's how these kids are getting to know each other. And they say they would never have known each other at the high school.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, like, everyone gets along. Even if you don't think that you, like, are, like, have the same interests, we all get along, even, like, with that, and even with, like, the little problems that we have, like,
the most minor things.
Yeah.
We can all get along. So, like, I mean, if you would come back and look at us the first couple weeks, I think, like, if you look at Autumn and Mason, you know, like, they didn't come in and be like, oh, because we're all here at Tri, we're bonding together. Like,
mm-hmm.
they are there after several months.
Yeah.
And I think Mason really touched on a good point, is that idea of that mental health and
mm-hmm.
what we're looking at there. We kind of joke as a staff, like, there are certain kids who bond with certain teachers.
Yeah.
And we're okay with that. You know, I won't try to go, like, if I see someone and I know that they connect with Johnson, then I will go get her. Or if that student says, I need to go talk with Johnson, it's not, well, we're in the middle of class. It's like, you go now because that's your person.
Mm-hmm.
So then once they realize that we can have these safe relationships, that relationships are okay, and they see that modeled, they can then go to each other and start forming those relationships peer-wise because
mm-hmm.
they've seen those being modeled.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that idea of that modeling is really important in it. And it starts.
And that's another good thing, like, my two specific people that I go to are Hammersmith and Johnson.
Mine as well.
Hammersmith's kind of my breakdown person. And then Johnson, like, even when I'm, like, having, she's someone who, like, even when I'm having a really bad day and I don't want to talk to any of the teachers, any of the students, she gets me to open up and, like, helps me out, even if, like, it's a
Johnson's
hard thing
like
to help me out with.
Pick me up. Every day. Like, I don't know, like, we have, like,
break.
Like, the goofiest talks. Like, I'll be in the worst mood, and she'll be like, oh, let me show you this picture. Or, like, she's like, let me tell you about this. And it's like, I never was grumpy. Like, nothing ever happened. There was never an issue. And then, just, like, from that moment forward, it's just, that
and,
was
like,
it.
All of those two are my specific people. Like, they're all amazing. Like, I had a issue with food at home, and Johnson talked to Hindi, and they got a bunch of food together for me, and that's one of the things I love about them, because they actually, like, care, and they try to help, no matter, like, what it is.
Not only that, but it's just the everyday interaction. Every day's the same. Every day we're coming into the same love and caring school that we want to be a part of. Like, every day, I don't think it would be the same if we didn't have Miss Fannin greeting us with a smile.
No,
like,
definitely.
Every
or asking us if we want lunch.
Yeah. I feel like it's a big part of Tri-Academy is the relationships we build and the relationships that we come and make out of it. And I feel like that's our biggest strength at Tri-Academy is the relationships we carry here.
I was just going to say, you guys are a great example of what we're trying to do as a district, you know? I mean, like you say, with this being a smaller group, you guys have a lot of flexibility, and reaction time is quick because you're a smaller group, but it's really, I think from our standpoint, it's nice to hear directly from you and the impact of building these relationships and how it, you know, puts you in the right frame of mind to then work on your academics and think about your future, because
that's
really the goal.
Everybody's right, main goal.
Exactly.
It's like for English with Johnson, we started on this project. Everybody's doing it. I was like, I can't do this. I was like, right now, I was like, I have no headspace for these next couple weeks to buckle down and do all this research. Mm. And she was like, okay. So she sat there for a minute, went through all her stuff. She was like, I'll put you on unit two. So I've been working on a whole nother unit while everybody's, like, still finishing up their first one, and I'm, like, maybe, like, a third of the way through that already, and I find that way more interesting. Mm-hmm. So if I get, like, that stuff done, then I just go back to what I was doing. So it's, like, even in any of the classrooms, it's, like, everybody has their days. It's, like, I can't do this. You just go on to something else, or you come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then them asking, like, why, or like, why can't you do it, or like getting nasty with you about it. Okay, let's come around and find another way to get through it.
Right.
But I feel like my person is Hindi, because, you know, whenever, like, people get mad or something, especially me, she just lets me beat up her furniture, like the couch. Like, I ain't trying to break it, but, like, she has something for us to hit. She has somewhere for us to, you know, for set. Like I said, you know, she made a lot of ways for us to deal with our emotions.
No matter what it is.
In a good way, you know?
So pounding on the furniture is a good way?
Yes.
Oh, it's squishy. It's squishy.
It's
squishy.
It's
better than, at the high school when kids would get in, like, fight. Like,
oh, okay.
The lockers. I've had several occasions at the high school. I walk out the bathroom, there's a guy doing this, like, purple and blue. I'm like, what? Why? Like, for what? Just, like, sitting, like, holding his hand. Like, I'm like... I mean, just like anywhere, all hours of the day. I'm like, but it's like that all the time. Like, you never get away from, like, nobody. And that's another thing, like, back to what you had said, is like, there's no trying to find a way to fix issues at the high school. And it is the exact opposite of that here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to say, I think I'm going to, this is my big. We have amazing students. These are incredible kids. But the truth is, though, like, this staff, they're unicorns. I don't even know. Like, I don't know how we found them.
I was thought through, like, this school is magic.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know how we found the people we found. I mean, Kelly came to sub once, and we've never let her leave. Legitimately, like, they all come at it with the right, same philosophy, the same attitude, the love that's in the staff, and what people do when they come here.
I think it's the biggest shame in the world that we can't see the gap we leave when we're not here, so you don't realize what you guys bring when you come. That's what makes this place
run. They see all this mushy-gushy stuff about us all the time, every day.
Well, it's all true. I don't lie about it.
But really, like, truly at the end of the day, like, even though all of us, morning and the afternoon, all cry, complain, get super nasty with them all the time, it's, like, nothing ever changes. Like, it's still, every day's the same, no matter what.
That's what they think. I've spent a really good year here, and, like, so far, and I'm going to be moving in away, like, to another state in March, and one thing I know is I'm never going to forget these teachers and some of these kids, because I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for them.
Right. Don't forget the school, the skills that you have learned here, you know, because you'll be in a great place. So that's great.
Thanks,
guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So we had the last minute call. Our community partner was not able to come because of family things, but Jen Falcon at Honda Marysville has brought in the staff of Honda Marysville to play basketball with our kids several times. Brought in incredible Christmas gifts for these kids, has given donations to our tribe pantry. She has just been in here hanging out with our kids, just building these relationships, because they're not always easy on a day-to-day basis to build those relationships. The trust can be difficult, and she is just consistently here. So I do want to still recognize Jen Falcon as our community partner. So,
and we thank Jen. Don't think there's any public participation. Doesn't look like it.
I have a question for you guys.
Actually, we've got public participation, or because that's you have to sign up if you want to if you want to address the board.
This is my first time I've ever came to like a school board meeting, so I just
Sure, you can. Okay. There, yeah. And so while you're filling that out there, just so you know, we have public participation at our meetings, and it's really an opportunity for people to address the board. It's really not a conversation that we have, you know, but you share your comments, and then if it's something that we need to follow up on, or, you know, talk to you after the meeting or something like that, then we'll, that's kind of how we deal with the public participation. And you have 3 minutes to address the board. Because
it's going to take me 35 minutes just to fill this out.
Well, we won't count that against your 3 minutes, okay? And welcome. Welcome to our board meeting. It's nice to have you here.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
So, yeah, go for it.
I have to stand.
You can sit there. Okay. I'm fine.
So, my name is Kayleen Ruggiero. I live in Scott Farms Boulevard here in Marysville. I had a daughter that graduated from Marysville High School last year with lots of honors. I have a daughter that is in Bunsell Middle School. And after listening to all of this right here about the bullying, about everything that happens inside of the high school and happens inside of the middle school, I address you guys to see what kind of actions are you taking to help prevent this in our school, especially with the loss of this little girl who was a very close friend to my daughter. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just a bypass of things, it was like she was a part of our life. Mm-hmm. And what actions are you guys going to do to help create a community like this? I understand we can't do smaller classrooms. I too am a teacher, I understand that. Mm-hmm. However, where does the community come together to help stop this? Where does the teachers come together to help stop this? Like that girl said, if it does not happen on camera, it didn't happen. It happened. You believe your kids when they come home and they tell you this. These things are happening when you go to school and you address it, nothing is taken care of. That's not okay with me. It's not okay with any parent that is in this community. It should not be happening. A 13-year-old should not be going off of acts of what had happened because of being bullied. Mm-hmm. I mean, and to hear, have my daughter come home from school and tell me this, and tell
her dad this, that this is what happened. But we had no idea even what happened in the school. None of us parents in the community even knew what happened. Why didn't you guys reach out to us parents to let us know that there was a suicide in the school? Or that there was a boy standing up on the balcony in the middle school that tried to jump and you guys had to coax him down? When were you guys going to release this kind of information to us parents? Because that happened the day before the suicide even took place. Where's the communication with you guys, with us parents, to help us help you guys? You guys are with our kids most of the day. I know the teachers are with our kids most of the day. What can we do to help you guys get into our school to help better the relationships with the peers, the relationships with the teachers, the relationships with the principals, and you know, how can you guys help fix this? Because I don't want to see another 13-year-old name up on the board. And if it was my daughter, there would be. I would not know how to handle it, for one, but each and every single one of you guys up there would be held responsible for it, mm-hmm. because of what has happened in the school that is not being taken care of. So that's my address.
Okay, well, we definitely appreciate that, and I would like to get back in touch with you, or mm-hmm. you know, either schedule a meeting or something, so that you can better understand a lot of things that are going on in the schools and the reason for some communication or lack thereof. So, we'll definitely, we've got your all of your contact information is on that sheet. So
I do have,
we will.
This is my
okay.
My other support.
Gotcha.
So my daughter's dad, he had other stuff
gotcha.
To do tonight, so she's here.
Okay.
The other half, but you have his
okay.
Information
great.
And their information.
Yeah. Well, we will get back in touch with you and share some of that information. Okay. Appreciate you sharing your concerns and your questions with us.
Yeah. I don't want you to misunderstand. We don't have big mock. Even though it seems like we have a lot of open discussion during the presentation part, we don't
right.
usually have that in the meeting.
Right.
It doesn't mean that we're not very concerned about the issues that you raised.
And, exactly.
And I would like to follow up, not just to explain our point of view, but to hear your point of view as
mm-hmm.
well of
mm-hmm.
what you guys have been through.
Right. Okay.
You can just put Justin Ruggiero next to what she had to fill out. If I may, a caveat. One of our huge concerns was there was a delay that day at school. Our daughter went to school, found out this news. From her reports, was told, if you want to go home, you can use your cell phone to call your parents. She's one of the few 13-year-olds. It'll change at Christmas. She doesn't have a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Our concern, where we felt a lot of discontent, was there were counselors available that day. That's mm-hmm. great. But to Kate and my wife's point, the communication, there was none. At the end of the day, she rode the bus home. We all, unfortunately, work. We spend as much time with her as we can.
Mm-hmm.
However, the first anyone knew was 5 o'clock when her dad walked in the door to a bawling 13-year-old girl.
Scared and alone.
Scared and alone.
Mm-hmm.
And she got the news at school and went and saw counselors at school, and none of us even knew that any of this was going on. Where do you guys get off putting my daughter with counselors? I thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you break news like this about friends, don't you think that parents should be standing there with their children when the news is broke to them?
A week and a half earlier, she was at the mall with the young girl
mm-hmm.
who passed.
Mm-hmm.
A week and a half earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And it, as you know, I mean, as you can see, I come from EMS and fire. 13 is a very delicate age where you're not quite a kid, but you're not quite
right.
an adult.
Yeah, their emotions.
They have trouble processing some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things of how do we get more active. A mission statement is great if it's backed up by the substance behind
that's exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that communication needs to be more forthcoming. We need to talk about, I appreciate the moment of silence earlier,
mm-hmm.
but we need to be open about this. We don't want to bury our heads in the sands. It happened.
Mm-hmm.
How do we fix it?
Exactly.
So how do we continually improve?
And that's what I just don't want.
Exactly.
Like, when you do the research on Marysville schools, I came here because my daughter wanted the music program in high school. That was one of my biggest things, is that's what chose me to come to Marysville to begin with. I've only been here less than 2 years. And now that I'm doing research on the schools, it scares me to think that suicide rate is pretty high about Salt Middle School, and my daughter is there. You know, it scares me to think that, is she getting the proper education that she should be getting there? Are they following through with the steps that need to happen with my daughter when it comes to situations like this? And this just showed right there that the lack of communication is not, it's the communication is not there, and it needs to be there. It needs to be held more accountable. You know, we do our part, and they, you know, Heather and John, they do their part with parent-teacher conferences and the communication with the school as much as all of us can, but when there's a situation like this, it needs to be greater. It needs to be much greater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think considering the forum, my name is Heather Beckwith, sorry, I don't know if it needs to be on there, but I think, obviously, if we can have a forum where it can be more of a conversation, right? I understand the setting of this meeting is more of us expressing our concern, right. So I would love to have an opportunity to sit and have that kind of conversation, that heart-to-heart, right? Because it was a very eye-opening experience as a parent to come home to my 13-year-old kid so upset, right? Because it's not something any parent thinks they're ever going to have to deal with, whether it's directly or indirectly, right? So I would love to be able to have that conversation, as you had mentioned, you know, just to really talk through the emotional aspect of it, and also the practical action aspect of it, because we do want to make sure we have a safe environment for our kids at home and at school, and we trust that the school is doing what is necessary and appropriate to do so. So please know that us coming to you with our concerns is not because we don't think you guys are doing something.
Right.
It's just this happened, and it's new for us,
right?
So
we want to make sure
that that's being addressed and that we understand how it's being addressed so we can help parent our kid through it, right?
Right.
So,
she's grieving, but she's quiet. And we're all, like, on high alert now because it wasn't just a bypass of a girl in the hallway. It was, like, permanent is permanent, and they understand that. She understands that. But still, when I hear about the actions that were happening to Lainey on some things, it's like my alert just opened up. And in the last several months, my daughter's behavior has changed to the extent of the things that were being said and done to Lainey, and stuff that my daughter has brought to my attention in the last couple of months that I've pushed off. And now I'm like, oh, crap. So this has been going on not only to this girl, but to my daughter as well. But
and we understand. I mean, it's a new world. 25 years ago, we didn't have the internet.
Right.
You would never fathom a 13-year-old taking their own life. We get that. It's uncharted territory for a lot of school districts, a lot of geographies, but this is the world we're in now. Cyberbullying, in-person bullying, it's a heightened sensitivity to it now, and unfortunately, it's hit our community now. So.
Right.
Well, like she said, we'll put together a meeting because we want Diane in there, and we do have protocol in place. I will let you know that. Diane and them have protocol in place. There are certain things when you get into HIPAA laws with children and stuff that they're, you know, so this is...
So let's make sure we have all of your contact information so that we can follow up with you.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
And I understand that, and I respect that completely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Before we make sure that Mr. Winehouse has your contact.
Yeah. All,
yes.
Yes. Okay. And yeah. And our emails are on the website too.
Yeah.
So you can always reach out that way as well.
Okay. And thank
okay.
you all for your time as well.
Sure.
And
thank you.
A great meeting tonight. You'll see my face here more.
Right. Excellent. We'll look forward to that.
You'll be sure to have a follow up.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate
okay.
that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we get just
get all the names?
Yeah.
Names
sure.
Yeah.
It'll take another 20 minutes.
Okay.
We'll follow up with you then.
Yeah.
That will just assure we're able to follow up with you appropriately.
No, and I appreciate that.
So, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we can move on to Nan High Point Report.
Just really quickly, wanted to cover that Deb Wortman is turned in her
retirement or notice to retire for a second time.
Okay.
So she is the coordinator for a lot of our
satellite
programs. So also had a chance to be at the Early College High School for mock interviews. Mm-hmm. So we had two sessions, and probably there was 11 or 12 people interviewing people. So they'd give them about 15 minutes and then flip over again. So I thought it was a good opportunity for them to, number one, create a resume, number two, interview with real people from the business world. Mm-hmm. I think that was really helpful. The internship presentations were supposed to be Tuesday, but it snowed, so that'll be rescheduled at a different time. But I'd like to encourage anybody that has time to stop in. Those internship presentations are generally very interesting and enlightening. It's a great chance to interact with the kids.
Mm-hmm. And our community partners.
Yes, exactly. Is that
it?
I did want to... we had a student at High Point who was in a car accident. It was on the same road where two Benjamin Logan brothers were killed just a few weeks ago.
Right.
And she lost her left arm in the accident, but her life was saved. So just a reminder, during the winter months here with roads the way they are with young drivers, to be vigilant. Mm-hmm. About driving, and remind your kids about driving safely.
Definitely.
Was that a recent accident?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just saw that too. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, superintendent's report. Right. Mr. Assistant Superintendent.
Just a few updates. Again, at the beginning of the meeting, Sue, a moment of silence for the student that we lost a few weeks ago. Just wanted to thank Bunsell Middle School administration, leadership, guidance counselors, guidance from across our district, Mark Gallagher, really for stepping up and being a champion for kids over a several-day period, and yet it continues. You know, the support's still there, the follow-up's still there. So just wanted to say thank you to the team members that were really there for our kids. December enrollment numbers came in. You know what, we're right around 5,200 kids, only about a 4-student difference compared to last year this time.
Wow.
So again, only a 4-student difference compared to last year this time. Again, right around 5,200, just a little bit over.
And, do you notice if is there much change grade level wise?
Well, what it is, and we'll go into that next piece, is that our overall enrollment K-12 is just about the same. Again, we're actually down 4 students compared to last year this time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 5,204 students. So what's happening, though, is in the elementaries. What's happening is the population is growing in certain areas and in certain schools. Therefore, that's why we're looking at the redistricting process.
Okay.
So overall enrollment is pretty much the same.
Okay.
But where students are attending, that's what's changing. Also, too, with the Alt-K program, that's actually added additional students that may not be with us this year, too. So keep that in mind as well, as these students are a part of those numbers. But again, that goes right into the next update with the redistricting. The process is going well. The superintendent's task force really has been amazing. It's made up of parents from the various schools, and also we've teamed up with Cooperative Strategies. This is their expertise. This is what they do across the country. The scenarios that are up on the website, we're receiving well over 100 pieces of feedback so far.
Good.
The online survey is still open through January 2nd. We actually held our last open forum last night at Mill Valley Elementary. So again, each school housed an open forum, an opportunity for families to come in, ask questions about the process, give suggestions or feedback. So opportunities have been there. And again, you didn't have to attend Mill Valley to go to the Mill Valley. We've had parents cross. So just on a night it was convenient for them to attend. So You know, again, we're just looking for feedback, so when the task force gets back together later in January, we can review that feedback, maybe make appropriate changes if needed, before making a recommendation to our superintendent and then to the Board of Education.
Okay. So,
Calamity Days, Tuesday, we had our first Calamity Day of the year.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's nice to make it this far in the school year and having mm-hmm. our first Calamity Day. So we've had four two-hour delays, but again, first Calamity Day this past Tuesday.
If I may, my neighbor was very pleased that there were no blizzard bags.
Well, and if people have questions about our makeup plan, you know, that yes. is on the bottom of our official calendar.
Yeah. Right.
But also, too, we won't be making up a day until the third Calamity Day takes place. Then we'll just be simply making up on that March 9th date, which mm-hmm. is right now a staff work day. Mm-hmm. That would just turn into a student right. day if that would occur. Yeah. Hopefully we don't get there. Hopefully we have a warm winter. Eighth graders are currently still in the midst of making their decisions in regards to what school they would like to attend next year, high school or the early college high school. So we'll be able to provide you more of an update at the January board meeting. And so just stay tuned on that. And then I'm sure you're aware, but I'd like to mention that our superintendent, Ms. Mankins, was honored last November, mm-hmm. This past month by the city of Marysville. She was recognized as the city's COSI STEM Star. It's a part of the COSI Science Festival in celebration of science and STEM, mm-hmm. To where she can actually be one of the grand marshals at the big celebration in May for COSI.
Oh, nice.
So it's pretty exciting and a high honor, mm-hmm. Especially with her leadership and how she's really created STEM in our community and opportunities for kids. So mm-hmm. just wanted to give a shout out to our superintendent.
Excellent.
And that's the superintendent's report.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions? No. Okay. Treasurer's report.
I don't remember if I mentioned last meeting that our audit has begun, so our audit has begun.
All right.
You may get an email or a call from an auditor asking, mm-hmm. you know, some standard questions. So just an FYI, they're pretty well, I'd say past halfway through, so they're moving along. That they kind of do the first half, and then we won't see them again until sometime early next year. So, also, I think I mentioned we received a school safety grant from the Attorney General's office. I've actually just received the money this week, I think, just mm-hmm. earlier this week, $22,474, similar to the grant we received last year. They've kind of opened it up a little more in terms of what you're allowed to do with the money. They've made it a little more flexible this year. So we're going to be doing some safety improvements to the entrances of some of our buildings. Mm-hmm. So that was good news. The other thing I wanted to talk about is just related to, our millage and the taxes that our district pays. Kind of started with a conversation with the county auditor, and based on the valuation growth that we've seen in the county, we're looking at our bond millage is going to be going down. So basically, with the millage that we were collecting, we were going to be collecting more than enough to pay for our bond debt. So starting next year, that millage will go from 7.41 down to 7. So a decrease of 0.41 mils. I don't bring that up to say, you know, yay, everybody's got a big cut in taxes or anything,
right.
Because that's not the case. It really won't make a big difference. I don't think anybody's going to really notice, most likely. But I do bring it up to say, you know, good news in the district is the taxes continue to go down, not up, because, mm-hmm. you know, over this amount of time since taxes have gone up, most districts have seen multiple tax increases, whereas, you know, we're on year, I think, 13 at least, okay. of no tax increase. Mm-hmm. So at the same time, I was looking at that and just, you know, kind of happy that, you know, that tax our millage was going to go down, you know, even a little further. And we haven't even seen our operating millage yet, which that's probably going to go down when we get that. I think we get that right at the end of December, early January, so we'll see what that comes in at as well. So it'll probably go down even a little more. Mm-hmm. But the CUP report was actually just released from the Ohio Department of Education. If you're not familiar with the CUP report, mm-hmm. it's a ton of data. It takes a lot of different aspects they look at, expenditures, revenue, taxes, all those different things. You can look at just your district and look at all this data, and they also determine 20 similar districts. So there's 20 districts that the Ohio Department of Education has deemed similar to Marysville, and you can compare data against those 20 similar districts. And, you know, being the treasurer, I always go look at the tax data. That's one of the ones that's most interesting to me. So a couple things that I thought were pretty, remarkable off of that report. So compared to those 20 comparable districts, Marysville has the lowest effective millage.
Wow.
We've already had this discussion that we have, mm-hmm. Almost as low an effective millage as you can have. But, so compared to those 20, we're the lowest. We're six mills below the average of those 20 comparable districts. And so we always talk about, mills, and sometimes people are like, well, what does that even mean?
Right.
So if you have a house that's valued at $250,000, that means you're paying $500 per year less living in Marysville than you would be paying in one of those other districts on average.
Wow.
So, good news for our taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
Another indicator on that report, and sorry, this just came today, so I didn't have time to make a pretty PowerPoint or anything. But another thing that I always look at is the local tax effort, and that's mm-hmm. one of the things I've talked about. And that's an indicator that Mike Sobel, currently treasurer at Granville, used to work for the tax department. I basically created with the Ohio Department of Education, which it basically says, here's how much you can afford to pay mm-hmm. in taxes, and here's how much you actually pay in taxes compared mm-hmm. to other districts across the state. So the lower the number, the better, obviously. Part of that indicator is if it's a low number, part of that indicator might be that you're in a district where, your relative wealth is high. You have a good income. You have, good property wealth.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of that is that the taxes you're paying to the district are low. So mm-hmm. that those are the two things that impact having a low local tax effort. So, in looking at, again, our 20 similar districts, Marysville had the second lowest local tax effort. And again, to me, as an indicator to our taxpayers that, you're getting a good bang for your buck. You're living in an area where you're most likely making a better income than average, but you're paying well below the average school district taxes. But that kind of got me wondering, so where do we rank amongst, not just our 20, mm-hmm. the CUP report ranks 608 districts in total. So if you look at the 608 districts in total, we're the 20th lowest.
Wow.
And if you look at those other 19 districts that are above us, or technically below us, I guess.
Mm-hmm. In which measure?
Local tax effort.
Okay. 20th. Out of 608.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes. So, there's some anomalies in there as to why some of those districts, some of those districts probably are, similar to us where they have, better than average income, lower than average taxes. But, at least 10 or 12 of those districts are kind of anomalies in that they have average income of a household of well over six figures. Okay. At the very top of the list is Indian Hills, where the average mm-hmm. income is $380,000 per household. And so I kind of looked that one up because I was curious. And, you look at it, wherever you live right now, if you take that house and put it in Indian Hills, just double the price.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of those districts also are districts that are in the fracking areas in Southeast Ohio.
Right.
So they're such a large public utility personal property tax base that they're not having to charge their other local residents as much. So.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I thought that was pretty good data, and again, just shows our community that, you know, we're getting a good bang for our buck, and we'll, you know, I'll try to get some of this data together to put into a, you know, a
Monarch Monthly or something
like that.
Website?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Todd. Okay.
good job.
So for my report,
I had a quick question.
Yep, sorry.
So I see that we have donations coming in. I was just wondering what the Heart of Unlimited Bounds Winter Seminar is. Is it $2,000 donation?
I was just at the STEM school before we came here.
Oh.
And so that's a program. You guys know it?
Please go
okay,
ahead.
So it's a program where they've actually worked with, I think they've done it a couple of years, but they work with some community partners, and they were... working on people that have disabilities. They have equipment that help them with their disabilities.
Okay.
And so the students were like kind of tearing things apart, seeing how they worked, seeing if they could retrofit and improve some of the equipment to help people with disabilities.
Okay.
Well,
that's
said.
My understanding.
Well,
okay, thank you. Because I just was talking to Mrs. Boylan about that. So, yeah. Okay. Okay, so now for my report, Nan and I attended ED 411, that's the Economic Development Seminar that's held at Ohio State University, and really we kind of get connected to that through my serving on the Chamber of Commerce Board, and so Eric Phillips had suggested inviting some future leaders, and Nan and I brainstormed, and we came up with Connor Hall, who was a 2017 graduate of Marysville High School. He's attending The Ohio State University. I know his mom. And so we reached out to him and said, would you like to go to this seminar with us? And so he said, sure, I'd love to go. And it was really kind of neat because they had a student from Ohio State kind of open the seminar, and unbeknownst to us, including Connor, the student from Ohio State was one of Connor's best friends. So then he ended up going around to the breakout sessions with Connor and Nan and myself. So it was really interesting to attend some breakout session and hear their comments from the perspective of a college student. So that was interesting. Had the keynote speaker was J.J. Peterson of Storyboard, and he talked about the importance of being clear, concise, and quick with your message. And so one of his comments was, if your message isn't clear, if you confuse, you lose. So, you know, he kind of talked about the whole idea of a story and the components of a story and when certain things have to happen to keep people's interest. So that was a kind of nice opening part of that meeting. And then just some other little brief points there. Ohio Means Jobs has service centers in every county, and I really had no idea about this, but they provide a wealth of services. And right now, you know, one of Ohio's biggest challenges is filling all the job openings. And so this Ohio Means Job Service Centers can provide like retraining for adults. It can provide resume support for anybody. It's just a ton of services that I really wasn't aware of. And they were saying how important that was because we can't fill the jobs. And then another statistic was that 70% of students either don't go to or they don't finish college. So that job training and placement support is really critical.
Mm-hmm.
Nan, did you want to add anything?
Just one of the things that they covered was in the gap between where jobs are available and where people are actually living was pretty significant. And it has led to a whole new development of a transportation segment that didn't exist before. Basically, it's Uber, but van size, that can transport workers at will from one living location to a working location. So I thought that was something very interesting. Primarily, they're doing it in Franklin County. There's three different communities, kind of piloting this, and they're moving hundreds of workers. And this isn't a CODA bus. This is a very specific group pickup point, group delivery point to support industry and retail.
I was thinking that they weren't charging the people, that this was something the company was covering the cost because they need the workers so badly.
Right. The company's paying for it. So it's basically, as a benefit, they're paying Uber to deliver workers door-to-door. So, and just as a point for Union County, we have a huge gap of available workers here in the Marysville area, but we have a huge unemployed workforce in northern Union County. So if they popped this little visual display up, broke everything down by color, and I was kind of surprised by that. Maybe it's a good opportunity for some more future partnerships that could come out of that.
Moving on, student achievement. I sent out, I forwarded the email from Kim Miller-Smith, who kind of heads up student achievement for Ohio School Boards Association, and I also attached an article that I thought was really interesting that was about the science of learning. They talked about student success for the whole child, you know, moving away from just age-based approaches to essential knowledge and or to moving towards essential knowledge, skills, and abilities of a successful high school graduate. So what do you need to teach a five-year-old or a six-year-old or a seven-year-old, but really looking at it more from that K-12 kind of curriculum build that our district has been working on. And again, that focus on the whole child that we saw is so important tonight. So hope you have a chance to read over that article. But the other email that I forwarded just always has some great examples of what other districts are doing with, you know, student achievement. And I know we have a lot of examples here in our district, and one of these days I just need to send them out so they'll be in that success email as well. A reminder for any of the board members who are eligible for the OSBA Award of Achievement. That application is due January 17th. You need to have earned 100 points over a two-year period, and you can earn points by like serving on the Central Region Committee, attending OSBA events, other leadership roles. So if you just go to your OSBA account, you can look up your training history and other things like that to see if you are eligible for that Award of Achievement, because it's nice to be recognized for all the extra time and effort that you put in. We also need to be thinking about our second half of the year building visits. Not you, Mrs. Powers, because you work full-time. But in last year, we did our second visits in January. So I know that there's no school on January 20th, but I was looking at maybe the 22nd, 23rd, or the following week, the 27th, 28th, 29th. And I'll send out maybe at our organizational meeting, we can kind of finalize that what date fits best for everybody. Also, mid-year reviews generally happen in January. So I'm thinking that maybe we could do one after our organizational meeting and maybe do the other one before our January regular meeting. So that'll be something to think about. And over the next couple of weeks, I'll just kind of send out some of the reminders about what the goals are, and we'll get our reflections from our treasurer and superintendent on how they think they're doing mid-year, so we can do that. A couple other things coming up. There's a board member 201 workshop on February 8th in either Columbus or Findlay. That's one for people who have been board members for a while. It's kind of a refresher to talk about current issues of being on a board, or just reminders about your role as a board member, how to deal with a variety of issues. So if anybody's interested in that, feel free to shoot Todd an email. The last reminder is that there's going to be a wellness and social emotional learning forum hosted by Ohio School Boards Association on February 25th. And I think they've been reminding us of that off and on, but I would encourage you to put that on your calendars. I think that'd be important to attend. And that's it for my report. Mr. Smith, legislative report.
Sent that out earlier today. The topics that are before the legislature, as they'll come back in January, are the Ed Choice scholarship programs, some changes that were made to that in House Bill 166, the school report card. There's a committee that just gave a report on that. The property valuation challenges by school districts has passed through the House and is now gone over to the Senate. There's provision in the House Bill 166 in the budget about property changing from one school district to another that could be problematic. And House Bill 76, which changes the ballot language for property taxes. Of all of those, the one that probably kind of is connected to a number of the issues is the school report card. And that has some triggers, vouchers, and it has impacts in a lot of other areas. And there's a study that is being done by that on that topic. About 10 members of the committee. Tracy Richardson is one of the three House members that is on that bill, and I've had a couple of conversations with her about that. So there was a lot of activity in the last several weeks as we were getting ready for a break, and so when they come back, hopefully there'll be a lot of activity in January, as there are some deadlines for things to be done by February. So.
Okay. Thank you very much. As always, appreciate all the extra efforts that you make to contact our representatives and senators. So I think it makes a difference.
Yeah, in my report that I gave you, I tried to get the information top. I've added some additional information later on, including an editorial that was in the Columbus Dispatch the other day.
Right. Well, because I know OSBA just sent out, you know, saying continued action needed on the Ed Choice vouchers.
Yes.
So, I'm not sure our community is aware of how much money gets potentially funneled into vouchers that goes away from public education. But
Based on the report card, and there's been many news articles about this.
Mm-hmm.
The number of schools that were available for vouchers went from 3 pages to 22 pages, including Olin Pangee School District, Dublin School District, Upper Arlington School District, which is ridiculous.
Right. Well, they changed some of the eligibility from it being, I think, a D or an F in two areas to one or two. I think so.
Yeah, that was the change in the budget bill, House Bill 166, and they changed the and to an or, and it completely blew the program wide open. There is a great deal of recognition in Columbus that is a significant issue because the way the voucher program is constructed, it could grow to really an almost unlimited amount of money. And there are proposals that would expand it even further. It's a significant problem. It impacts our district to the tune, I think, you told me one time between $700 million a year or so. And I don't know if you...
That's more the community schools.
Yeah.
Okay, not vouchers.
Not the vouchers.
Yeah.
Okay, what's...
I have to look
at the vouchers. I know it impacts us.
Yeah, yeah, it's much smaller.
And it's, and there's, you know, money involved. Both North Union and Fairbanks have school buildings that are now on the approved list. We don't have any buildings. If the information I looked at is correct, I don't think our district has any buildings that were on that qualified list. So.
But when you say, I think you said significant concern in Columbus, is that what you said?
Yes.
Is that
So here's, I don't know if you can answer this, but concern could be people who are advocates of public education who understand that these are risky directions. Mm-hmm. Or the concern could be people who are happy with that direction and are either pushing it or driving it or happy to go along with it. So what is that? What are you picking up?
Both of those are true.
Okay.
Fortunately, there was more concern on those that were trying to expand the voucher program, and a lot of our representatives and senators from my view in conversations were, you know, kind of, oh, this isn't really a very big deal. But when you go from a couple of hundred students that are all struggling school buildings where kids really need an opportunity to try and move to get a better education, to where nearly probably 50%, 60% of the students in the state of Ohio that are in school buildings that may have received an A rating on the report card to get a tuition voucher to go someplace else, that has caught a lot of people's attention. And most of the politicians in Columbus want to see education dollars result in quality education. And when you have dollars being spent on moving kids from great schools to another great school, that's not what they signed up for. That was not what they believed was going to happen. There have been a couple of situations in the last several years where the state legislature passed rules and regulations, created programs like College Credit Plus, and then when they found out that students were getting private cello lessons at the expense of local school districts, they said, that's not what I thought was going to happen. That's that's not what they told me in the committee meetings was going to occur.
They thought it would be trumpet lessons.
Could have been. I mean, you know.
Well, I want to echo what Sue said. I'm really glad that you're putting all this time and effort into keeping up with these things, because we, you know, we need to know and we need to play our part as advocates of public education and being informed and speaking up before it gets, you know, into some tipping point.
And there is a possibility for us as a board to adopt a resolution to make a
statement.
Statement on something like this, if you know that's the wish. I know OSBA has some resources and they have some suggestions for things that we could look at. So,
okay,
excellent. Thank you very much. Safety report.
There's not too much. I was at training, but I talked with Jonathan, and because she did not email me anything for tonight, reason being is they're doing some restructuring, and the only thing that we're waiting on right now is we were doing local surveys in the schools for the drug situation. Now it's gone to a state survey.
Okay.
So we're waiting for the results, and then we'll know probably next month, I would say. Should be at any time, right?
Well, it depends on how quickly the state will turn those results around. We're hoping as soon as possible.
Then we'll have where we rank statewide in that situation. And that's it. That's all.
Okay.
That's probably why she didn't send me anything.
All right. Next on our agenda, I would accept a motion to approve our draft minutes from our November 21st regular meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Any questions, revisions, comments? Roll call, please.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, I would accept a motion to approve the change of date of our 2020 organizational meeting from January 6th to January 13th.
So
moved. Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. So just before we do the final thing.
The time for that, Sue?
Oh, the time would be same time, 5:30 at the Board of Education office.
Okay.
So at this organizational meeting, Amy and I will get sworn in for our third term.
Yeah.
And then we vote on officers, and then we also have our board assignments. So I've just printed off a copy for you all to take and review. Hopefully over the next week or so. And if you have any concerns, I mean, I think they're pretty much the same assignments as we've had in the past.
Okay.
You know, a lot of these are kind of ad hoc committees. But I know, like, Brian, you're the athletic extracurricular, and you've kind of taken on that role of overseeing things like that. So again, if you have a chance, please look them over and let me know if you have any concerns about that. So then, roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries, so our organizational meeting will be on the 13th instead of the 6th. Next, I would accept a motion to approve the Treasurer CFO action items.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Savage.
Second.
Second by Ms. Powers. Any comments?
Nothing really new to note. It's, you know, the kind of the usual items, and in November it's kind of a, you know, nothing real exciting on the expenditure revenue line other than the grant that I mentioned. So, you know, as Nan noted, there's some donations to the district. Mm-hmm. Noted in there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to Creekview. Check out that sectional couch. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Yeah. I mean, I guess just because not everybody attends these meetings, but, you know, our finances are just looking fabulous. So, you know, we've got a healthy cash balance. I think it was more than 6 months' worth. So I appreciate everybody's efforts to do a good job with our finances. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. And next, I would accept a motion to approve the superintendent items.
All right.
Oh, just a second. We need the motion. Second. Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Okay, now.
Now you can talk.
Just with some HR items. We have some new employees to our district. For your review tonight, we have the MOU agreement in regards to the supplemental salary schedule, mm-hmm. where we're simply just adding three positions that were needed with robotics, gymnastics, and then a STEM student council advisor.
Okay.
We have some resignations and retirements. With the retirements, just wanted to point out Joyce Fry, mm-hmm. a bus driver with us. She started subbing in our district back in 1991.
Wow.
I got her full-time route, mid-90s, and uh-huh. has been driving for us for 20-plus years. So
wow.
We wish her well in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Also, to Larissa Moore, mm-hmm. a special education aide at Bunsell Middle School. Mm-hmm. She's been with us for 20-plus years as well
wow.
as she mm-hmm. enters into retirement. So
mm-hmm.
Just a lot of great service to our kids and our community. So a special mm-hmm. thanks to them. Some supplemental information as well coming up, some paid club coaches, also just looking at some new classified substitutes we're adding to our district. A little bit shorter volunteer list this month
mm-hmm.
than what we're used to typical months, but December's usually that way. Some other items just to remind you of is this is just our annual notice that we're meeting Ohio Revised Code and state requirements in regards to our food service program.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Walker verified that. And then tonight there's course description and fees for Marysville High School and the Early College High School. Just so everybody's aware,
There is a piece inside of both handbooks that are going to be corrected if you do approve it tonight. Mm-hmm. It's in regards to the PE waiver that we needed to add show choir into that description. And so if you do approve it, you're approving it knowing it that it will be fixed before shared with kids. And then some student teachers, and then two overnight trips. Already planning the Bunsfield Middle School trip for next year. And then an upcoming wrestling event. And that's
okay.
It.
Okay.
So just quick question. So Ronald Sims is a long-term school psychologist. Is he a contractor, or is he through one of our partner organizations?
He's someone that we're hiring directly to fill in during some leave of some of our staff. Because evaluations and reevaluations will continue to take place. Mm-hmm. So some assistance definitely was needed. I can verify that, Nan, whether it's through one of our different organizations that we belong to or if it's just a direct hire. Mm-hmm. I can verify that and let you know. But Kim Jude was highly involved with locating this individual and making sure it was a good fit.
I just wanted to point out on the, we have the student teacher, but then there's also this a student intern from the Early College High School who's interning at Creekview and Bunsell. And I think I ran into her somewhere recently because she was just talking about how she's interning and what a benefit it is to her to find out, do I really want to be a teacher, you know? So thought that was nice having her in there. Any other questions or comments? Obviously, thank you to our two retirees. Mm-hmm. And appreciate the work on the MOU to add those supplementals. It just means extra things for our kids.
And I appreciate the fact that the gymnastics is coming in, directly within our school athletic department. Mm-hmm. I think that's exciting because I think it should open up some additional opportunities for students to participate in gymnastics programs. So I know they, I think they hosted a meet and they did very well. So.
Yeah. Okay. If there are no other questions, then roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Now we're to the comments and questions. So, Mr. Smith.
I will say the Tri-Academy is one of my favorite places to visit. And listening to the students and the teachers from here validates, I think, everything that you and the teachers and the administrators and our school envisioned for these four classrooms. It's wonderful. It's always interesting to me that this is the one meeting of the year where we have to have boxes of Kleenex passed around to complete the tears because this is very emotional. Mm-hmm. And it's emotional for the kids, it's emotional for the staff and you. It's emotional, I think, for the members of this board. I know it is. And that is, to me, the highest of honors for what is being done here. So thank you very much for hosting. Thank you for a fantastic presentation. Appreciate that very much. Had an opportunity to go to Creekview for their choir and band concert, and there was some absolutely amazing talent that was displayed in that concert. The voices and the notes from the band. Director kind of gave the parents, the audience there, a clue as to how the difficulty of each piece changed. Mm-hmm. That, you know, this was kind of a basic song for the kids to play, and the next one had some eighth notes in it, so mm-hmm. they had to adjust to that, and then, you know, you had different pieces of the band playing at different times, I think in the third one, and so it gave me as a member of the audience a greater insight in terms of trying to recognize how the kids had grown and developed their abilities and talents in terms of the presentation was done. Had an opportunity to go to a couple of the redistricting forums and really appreciated all of the volunteers that are serving on the committee, the time that they're putting into it, and how much time and attention they spent in answering questions and talking with the parents that came in to find out what was going to happen to their children. Because that's kind of seemed to be kind of the approach that people showed up. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's going to happen to my kid? Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of good conversations there. So that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for hosting. The sense of community here at Cloud Academy is just overwhelming. I noticed that when we sat down with the three young gentlemen when we were doing our visits, mm-hmm. you know, and had their little session about how they need to build community and build a support network for each other, and that you are part of that network, but you're not the sole person holding it up. So what a wonderful community you have here. I'm really impressed with the idea of new pathways. That's a great step, because all the love and support here, but their next step is out the door, and you know, what can we do to make that transition easier and lead to greater success. So thank you for taking that on. Had an opportunity to go read at Creekview
Intermediate
yeah. School, and reading in the classroom to explain why I love reading and how I started reading and what are my favorite types of books. So that has been kind of fun and interesting. Mock interviews, of course, and then the Economic 411 conference. There's a lot of economic growth in Central Ohio. Mm. So there's a lot of opportunity if we can leverage the opportunity. All our kids have a successful future mm-hmm. ahead of them.
Thank you for hosting us and for all that you do. And I'll ditto Nan what she had to say, so I don't have to repeat it. But it is great to see that these kids have a chance in life. So thank you.
I was very glad to hear the students and to hear them talk about how they experience you and the staff and how they feel that you care about them. One of the students talked about how it's the same every day, and I took her to mean she knows she's going to be respected and cared for every day. And some of these students do not have that in their families, and she called it an escape. And that really is, like, for some of these kids, like, we're saving them. Mm-hmm. So I was very happy to hear that. I was happy to hear that they feel the same about the secretary and the volunteers, the teachers, the principal, and each other. And I guess it was a coincidence that we also lost a student at Bunzel a few weeks ago, and we had parents here tonight that were very concerned about that. But they're connected. Mm-hmm. They're very much connected. I know a lot of people in the district. I talked to a lot. I know how they feel about this, how devastating this is, and how everybody in this district is committed to doing better. Okay, and it's not just about how we feel about it. It's about how smart we are at addressing it. Mm-hmm. And I know that we are addressing it. I'm happy about that. I'm not going to go into all the ways, but we've been talking about it mm-hmm. for months. Mm-hmm. We're all working on it. But I think you guys have a special place in that, because you are creating a sense of community and you're creating an environment where kids feel like they belong. Okay, and that can make the difference in a student's life, whether they make it through that dark day or not. Now, I don't believe it's a matter of numbers. I think you could have 60 kids with no sense of community, and you could have 2,000 kids that are connected. I think we need to think about what's working here and add that to the conversation for Bunzeld and the high schools. So, and I also wanted to say that just as the kids are very happy that you're here, so am I.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay.
Nothing to add?
I just wanted to say thanks, Jen. Thanks for continuing to live our mission each and every day to innovate, collaborate, inspire. Tri-Academy is evolving and improving each and every year, looking for different ways to reach our kids and make sure they're prepared for life after high school and whatever they choose. So thank you for living our mission. And just wanted to say happy holidays to everybody. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you enjoy time with family and friends and hopefully get a little bit of relaxation as well. Yep. So.
Okay. Well, Jen, last person, I've got to thank you too. You know, I didn't cry this year. That's a first, you know. But I just love seeing the kids open up and their comfort level of you know, being willing to share their feelings mm-hmm. to us. That's pretty big, you know. And I also, then to follow up on some of the comments that you were making, I know a man and I attended the Signs of Suicide program that our district put on. And actually had a parent reach out to me saying, is there information for parents, you know, to help train parents? And she had not been aware that we had put on this program. And the Mental Health Board also had a program the same night as our last meeting in November. So there are a variety of community resources. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think it's one of those things where the resources might be out there, but people aren't, you know, for whatever reason, they're not aware of them. And right. So, you know, I think that they'll be looking more for that, and I appreciate everything that we're doing as a district as well. I wanted a little shout-out for our Monarch Monthly and Community Service. For anybody who, if you look through the building notes this month, the kinds of things that every building is doing throughout our district is just incredible. And I love this focus of giving to others and service to community. It's again, it's just a part of this teaching the whole child. So kudos to some of the things going on. I know Bunzeld has a Monarch food locker, and so they've encouraged people to bring canned goods, mac and cheese, soup cans, things like that, and they're going to keep it in kind of a conspicuous place, not right out in the open, but if anybody's leaving school someday and they're a little concerned, saying, yeah, you know what, I know mom and dad aren't getting paid, we don't have any food in the house, they can go and take some food without any questions asked. You know, those are the kinds of things that I think those are some of those little detailed things that are going on throughout the district that people aren't aware of, and so I'm really happy about that. Also want to say that Bunzeld is applying for the Purple Star Award, which recognizes their work with and for veterans. So that's something to be proud of. And with the redistricting, I attended one of those meetings, but something I always tell people is I know it's stressful if your child's going to be moved from one building to another, but as a board member, all of our buildings are good, so no matter where your kid is, they're going to have a great experience. Mm-hmm. And then as far as a couple of other things, I know Mr. Smith and I did some Youth for Justice presentations at the Early College High School where the students were tasked with coming up with an issue in our community and then making a presentation to community members, and like they would have to research it, talk about why it is a problem and what some of their solutions were. So that was very interesting. And then in the music side, Edgewood, I was in there recently, and Mrs. Ballyard, who taught my kids back in elementary school, was so excited because she got a grant to get some hand chimes. And she created a chime club and mm-hmm. had, I don't know, 25, 30 kids. And they did four songs, and I videotaped two of them because it was unbelievable. These were fourth graders doing some pretty complex songs, and they were amazing, and I needed a Kleenex that night. I went to the base open house tonight before our meeting, an after-school program for kids at the middle school. Again, just giving them some opportunities to feel connected and feel a part of things and give them some ideas about things they might be interested in doing later. So just so many great things going on. I also noticed in some of the, we have a substitute for, or no, Olivia Rich was asking for some unpaid leave, and I would ask for continued prayers for Olivia and her family. And then finally, on a positive note, wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. So with that, how about a motion to adjourn? Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Ms. Powers. Roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Are you going to applaud for my vote?
That's what it is.
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. We're adjourned at 8:40.